The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the goodest of Fridays. How you doing, my heathen little buddy?
Oh, Crudy, I'm great, man. And this is a great Friday, man. I'm here with you. Got Rich on the board, our audience. For those of you who aren't traveling, thanks for hanging out with us at the political party on this great Friday.
Dominic, tell the truth. You asked me immediately before we went on the air, why are we doing a Friday show? But
why, man?
Truth be known, you ask that each and every Friday.
You know, I'm gonna do it. You know, I'm down with the Bernie Sanders, man. 4 days a week, but I'm gonna one up him. 4 hours a day, 4 days a week. That's all we all need to actually be working.
Come 16 on. Hour work week, very
that's
strenuous.
You know, I mean, 16 hours a week. Yes, that seems, you know, with the productivity, the efficiency of the American workers, I think we can be just fine with that.
Well, Dom, I can tell you exactly why we're on the air, because yeah. I got some breaking news.
What?
Brewers beat the Mets 3-1.
All right.
They one-hit the Mets today in New York, and tempers flared. Yelich apparently led the effort for the Brewers, but I want to hear about the tempers flaring part. That's the breaking news. Christian Yelich homered. Freddie Peralta pitched 6 splendid innings, and the Brewers threw a one-hitter to beat the New York Mets 3-1. In a contentious season opener Friday. Normally it's contentious politics, but, you know, in deference to the fact that the season opener delayed yesterday till today, and the Brewers are 1-0 going to the World Series. You know, I thought I'd start here, Dom.
Yeah.
Tempers flared at Citi Field when Brewers newcomer Rice Hoskins, a Mets nemesis during his days with the NL East rival Phillies, slid hard into second baseman Jeff McNeil on a potential double play ball in the eighth, breaking up the double play. It's important to do. McNeil was visibly angry at Hoskins, and both benches and bullpens emptied onto the field. This is how it's going to be. There was no pushing and shoving as the team stayed separated, but Hoskins rubbed his eyes as if to call McNeil a crybaby. And McNeil cursed at Hoskins from across the field. So our guy called their guy a crybaby after the incident. Touted prospect Jackson Chourio had a terrific major league debut for the Brewers. This is our $82 million man, Dom. On a minor league contract, he got $82 million. That's because he's going to demand bigger numbers after they see him play on the big league level. But he got his first hit. And he got his first RBI. He also stole a base and left his feet for an important catch against the right field wall. Nice. So he's got a defensive play.
Yeah.
He's got a stolen base. He's got an RBI. And he's got his first major league hit. So that's a hell of a stats day. By the way, Dom Peralta, the opening day pitcher, struck out 8, walked none in his first opening day start, helping Pat Murphy. That's our new manager. That Craig Council went on. He's with those loser Cubs now. They lost on opening day. Helped Pat Murphy to a victory in his debut as the Milwaukee manager after replacing Craig Council. The only hit the right-hander gave up was to Sterling Marte, a one-out homer in the second. And technically, it was a come-from-behind victory because, you know, they scored first. Mets did. Then we came back. 1-3-1. Go Brewers.
Go it's going to be
a hell of a year.
It's always fun to hit the home games. Curdy, Tuesday's opening day?
Is yes.
that election day as well?
It is. And what's Trump in on? Green Bay that day. And unlike this Catholic holiday that you don't observe, Dom, well, opening day is something of a state holiday here in the state of Wisconsin. So Rich will be gone on Tuesday. We'll have Aaron. We're calling in Aaron from the bullpen on Tuesday. And Aaron will fill in.
Well, Rich, you're going to the game? But what's happening? Where's Rich going?
Where do you think he'd be going? I wouldn't.
Like, gonna go
of course I'm going to the game. Why would I want to hang out with you?
Oh, come on, man. You're going to go to the game and I got to sit here and work with Crudy? Oh, man.
Why is this day different than any other?
What time does the game start?
3:10.
So that would certainly interfere with your work shift here.
Mm-hmm.
That means that game's going to interfere with our work shift here. Even the hardcore fans aren't going to want to listen to us doing a Mystery Science Theater 3000 over the top of the Donald Trump speech anticipated in the 5 o'clock hour on Election Day Tuesday. And Dom, because Tuesday is Election Day, did I mention? Booked a fine guest on Monday. Ben Whittler, the chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is going to join us in the happy hour on Monday, help set the stage for Tuesday's big spring primary.
Excellent.
Also want to thank my first hour guest, Peach Waba. Peach Waba from the Nightlight on the Civic Media. Thanks for coming around, Pete. Talked a little entertainment news, Dan, before you joined us. Not that we've moved on quite yet.
not quite. Well, entertainment, sports entertainment. I mean, all these things, they're fun. They matter. You know, there's other things as well that perhaps are more important. But, you know, it's a great Friday.
Well, politics has always been my blood sport, as you well know, Dom. But let me ask you, setting aside what it is I love to do, you going to watch any big movies? Got any big plans this Easter weekend?
Big movies? I mean, there's some on the list, certainly, man. I got to go see Dune. I mean, I remember Dune reading 2. Those books. Yes. Well, Dune. Yeah, the second iteration, I guess. The books were, you know, kind of tough when I was a young whippersnapper reading those books. And then I remember seeing the 80s version.
Books are hard.
The movie, which was, you know, not great, you know, wasn't quite up to the level of, you know, Star Wars, but the tech now and the special effects, fantastic. So I look forward to maybe getting to see the Dune once in a while, but I've been doing the Apple TV thing lately, some Slow Horses and, you know, watch Halo.
Ted Lasso.
I haven't yet. No.
Nor I.
You?
No, not that one. I have on the Hulu, which is the streaming service I apparently pay for twice. I've been watching the Shogun, the That's remake right. yeah, yeah. of the Japanese 16th century Shogun. Reminds me a little bit of the Game of Thrones. You know, if you were into the sort of medieval. Although there's no dragons, there's no magic.
Yeah, there's no dragons. There's no magic, right? I mean,
You know, but if you were like a Dungeons and Dragons geek growing up, you'd probably like this one. I guess that's all I'm saying.
But even Dungeons and Dragons has like magic. This is like historic. There's no magic or come back from the dead or orcs or
no, but
Uruk-hai.
I guess the magic is maybe the black powder cannons. And, you know, samurais and all that kind of stuff. Actually, it's a lot about the tradition. And anyways, I've enjoyed that one very, very much. I also told Pete I've been watching like Death and Other Details. That's sort of been a fun little mystery series. I'm like halfway through 10 episodes of that. If you're looking for something to watch, Dom, I'd encourage you.
What's the top? I mean, Death and Other Details. What's
well, they're on a cruise ship. This family has rented out the entirety of a old-fashioned, think like the Queen Mary cruise ship. I just saw the Queen Mary. We were in Long Beach on our way to Catalina, and we passed the Queen Mary, but very much like that old 19th century sort of cruise ship, not like a big carnival cruise ship, you know, refined and chandeliers and all this kind of stuff. And these, you know, rich people, let's just say, are on this cruise ship, and somebody gets shot with a spear gun. Get spear gunned to their door. And as fate would have it, Mandy Patinkin, the actor, plays sort of this old, crusty, world-renowned detective. And young Violet Bean, who the kids would know, pretty young lady, plays a very whip-smart character in this show. She is like the young apprentice learning on the job. And they have a prior relationship from her childhood when her mom was murdered. And so anyways, I'm like halfway through and it's been pretty good.
What is that streaming on? How are you watching?
Also the Hulu. Because I'm sort of a creature of habit. I got Hulu, so I go to Hulu first. My wife's got the Prime. And since Netflix changed their policies, I haven't been able to watch my father-in-law's Netflix. We were one of those families on Netflix.
Well, that's all right. I mean, if you get away with it, obviously they want you to do it. But now they changed. You can't do that anymore. You can't
apparently
your father-in-law.
Apparently not. The other thing I have to be careful of, I've got a son in college, keeps stealing the Hulu code and keeps resetting the home address as his college dorm room. And so he and I are in conflict, but you can only move that home address so many times. And, you know, they catch on. I'm like, do I have to cancel the service and restart again? So like every time I go up to the cabin or something, he and I aren't fighting over who gets to watch TV.
These are the problems. These are the difficulties that Crudy has to deal with in his life.
Well, the live streaming. I mean, he could still watch all the movies, all the Shogun, all the other fine stuff they got on the Hulu platform. He just can't watch, you know, the live shows. And it's not like he's watching like the 10 o'clock news.
So you use Hulu not just for that, but for the live television, NBC, I do. CBS.
That is my access point.
Cable, quote unquote, gotcha. Okay.
And in fact, and I don't know if I did this on purpose once upon a time, thought I was a smart guy. I've got it set for the local stations up at my cabin, Washington, D.C. So I can watch the news out of D.C. each night. So I'm a little weird like that.
Yeah, you're weird.
Doesn't everyone set their home TV for a different market halfway across the country?
Get a VPN, man. You can set it anywhere you want.
What am I, Kuchka? Next thing you'll have me cheering for the Cubs, Dom.
I would never do that.
I asked Schwabba for a Easter-themed movie he could recommend this weekend. I didn't hear a sufficient answer. What about this one, Dom?
I love it.
Just for the sake, if not everyone's Monty Pythons, this is what, The Life of Brian?
Life of Brian, yes.
Excellent. If you know the scene, you know the scene. Happy Good Friday, Devil's Advocates. We're doing it live. We might not be serious about politics today, but at least we showed up. Come on back.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
From the 420 break, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances. Join us 844-967-2789. Crudy, in honor of Great Friday and Monty Python and the Life of Brian. Just wanted to throw this one out there. A headline over at the Drudge caught my attention. Here's the first paragraph. A Filipino villager has been nailed to a wooden cross for the 35th time. To reenact Jesus Christ's suffering in a brutal Good Friday tradition, he said he would devote pray to peace, for peace in Ukraine, Gaza, and the disputed South China Sea. Now that's commitment, Curdy.
Well, once you got the stigmata, man, you might as well use the same dude every year.
35 times?
Is that a paying gig? How much?
I hope so. I mean, workers' comp? I mean, what do you do there? I mean, if you get nails through your hands, now, was it through the hands? Because I always thought that your hands would rip. I thought maybe it was like through the
wrist,
you know, the bones. Yeah, through the wrists. But what do I know? You know,
the proper crucifixion angle, Dom, you know, if you use the right angle and, of course, utilize the wrist, and in all my prior crucifixion experience,
yeah,
that's been the right way to do it.
Okay, well, thank you for that.
You know,
we want to be historically accurate here.
I was going to keep it sort of in the entertainment lane where you like to stay, Dom.
Yeah.
Did you see there's a new single out? And I don't mean another Beyonce country song. Stop Butchering Songs, the headline here. Lara Trump bash for latest musical venture. The newly announced RNC co-chair has dropped a single, Dom.
Very, very, very serious. Very serious party, the Republican mega organization is. I mean, in between fundraising and, you know, fighting amongst themselves, you know, Lara Trump apparently goes out and records a single?
Dominic, Lara Trump, the co-chairwoman of the Republican National Committee and daughter-in-law of former President Donald Trump, has released a new song, and it's getting absolutely panned, even by many of her own social media followers. Now, I can tell you, Dom, if I dropped a single, yeah. I'd be getting panned too, especially by my own social media friends and followers. Those that know me best would ridicule hardest. Now, Lara Trump last year unveiled her musical ambitions when she offered up the widely ridiculed cover of Tom Petty's classic hit, I Won't Back Down.
So this isn't even her first foray. I mean, this is like the follow-up? Is this a B-side? What's happening right now?
This is the second effort, Dom. And her new track titled Anything Is Possible is taking similar abuse from internet critics. The song itself is intended as an inspirational ballad that features lyrics such as, don't think, just jump, you can't give up, no, anything is possible. See, I'm kind of putting a musical turn on it, but those are the actual lyrics.
Do we have any sound of this you could punish the audience with?
Oh,
I do have I Won't Back Down.
Well, the prior Lara Trump version?
Yes,
we do have that. We do have
that.
Well, if you're not familiar with her musical stylings, I think we should play it.
I think Tom Petty is rolling over in his grave right now. But sure, let's hear the RNC co-chair honoring the late, great Tom Petty.
Well, I won't back down.
Oh, what?
No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground.
Rich is like, he's on the trigger. He's like, oh, I should take this down. You know, this seems quite horrible. You know, like your instincts want you to turn it off, but Rich, the truth is, it's like a car crash. You can't look away.
Or a rusty nail in the head.
Wait, here's the chorus. Let's hear full auto-tune glory.
There ain't no easy way out.
Easy way out.
I'll stand my ground.
Oh, I'm not.
Okay, that's probably enough. Probably
apologize. Yeah.
Enough for a lifetime. But I did see Lara Trump appear on one of the right-wing cable news stations, maybe Fox News, and they encouraged her to sing this song in real time, a cappella, if you will. And she did. And the craziest part, she must have anticipated this was coming because the auto-tune was in place. You could hear it kick in as she started singing the song. And if you're unfamiliar, auto-tune takes the incredibly untalented and makes them bearable, similar to what you just heard there, the Won't Back Down. But back to the Anything Is Possible, Dom, the new song. Here is how it's being reacted to on the social medias. Anything isn't possible, quipped one user. Auto-tune could not even fix that hag karaoke voice of yours. Just leave us alone and walk away. You have money, and you can get on a private plane and go anywhere. True, hardworking Americans cannot. Yeah, if you're super cool and rich and, you know, married Trump's third favorite son.
I mean, if you've been installed at what's left of the remnants of the grand old party to help facilitate the incoming of the authoritarian rule from your father-in-law, and you know, peel off a few hours to go butcher some songs and, you know, maybe create your own. These are not serious people. She's not a talented singer. Maybe they might raise some money. I mean, you know how Trump does it. Always in the family. But this, really, man? I mean, is this a little ridiculous? Isn't it very ridiculous? I mean, aren't they people
this
giving
is
these
a
guys
very
money?
Serious effort. Eric Trump's trophy wife wants to be the co-chair of the Republican National Committee and also have a music career. She is empowered, Dom. A little bit more from the reporting. And this is an encouragement, sort of a bipartisan encouragement, Dom, from a gentleman, self-identified Florida man, supporter of GOP Governor Ron DeSantis. Here is how he encourages us to come together. Can Democrats and Republicans put our differences aside and unite to stop Laura Trump from butchering any more of our favorite songs? This could bring us together in ways we've never thought possible.
Oh, I didn't look at it in that way. We can all join in our disgust.
Are you threatening to sing until we donate? Because this is an Eighth Amendment violation, you know, against cruel and unusual punishment. And Dom, although no professional music journalists have yet given their takes on Trump's new single, the Twitter account for music review website Consequence of Sound responded to the song by simply posting a photo of a person with blood pouring out of their ears.
I'm going to have to clean my headphones, man.
Dom, Trump's new single dropped just hours after Democrats raised $25 million at the big party in New York City last night, right? For Joe Biden. He was there along with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. They got out all the big guns.
Yeah.
$100,000 for a picture. Or for that same price, you can get a Laura Trump CD.
Or you could fund Donald Trump's, you know, legal bills for like a day.
Or buy many pairs of Trump sneakers.
And the Bible. Don't forget the Bible. It is Great Friday.
It is a Great Friday with your grievances. Dial them 844-96-PARTY.
Warning, listening to the devil's advocates may expose you to opposing views.
If tomorrow all the things were gone.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Good Friday edition. Oh no, let that play. Let that breathe. Gotta be patriotic here. It's Friday. America!
There's other ways to be patriotic than playing sappy, stupid songs. You know, like, I don't know. Supporting the U.S. Constitution, perhaps. You know, you could back the blue, like, you know, not attacking Capitol Police. There's lots of ways you could, you know, be patriotic versus being condescending.
Or you could buy a proud to be an American Bible. Donald Trump's selling them. You know, I can't believe we didn't play his ad. He actually made an ad for the Bible. Trump selling Bibles. He made an ad. This guy's a presidential candidate, and he's making ads selling $59.95.
He's selling sneakers, man. He's selling every couple of weeks. It comes out with the new grift. And, you know, it's hard to really blame the guy, because if you got, a marked audience that continues to buy whatever you're shoveling, you know, be it the Big Lie or terrible sneakers or sacrilegious Bible, you know, if they're going to open up their wallets, he's going to continue to feed them. So,
or stock DJT stock and Truthy Social.
Right, man.
Dom, here's what I see today. And it's Friday. You know, you can air your grievances here. 844-967-2789. But the USA Bible founder says Trump's endorsement means he believes the same thing as every American. Same thing.
Yeah, interesting. I'm an American. What does it exactly do I believe that's the same as this cat?
Dom, amid the controversy of Donald Trump endorsing, promoting, and reportedly earning royalties from the God Bless the USA Bible, Lee Greenwood, the creator of the book, is speaking out to defend the ex-president. Well, one always stands by one's business partners. He says there's no difference between Trump when Trump took the presidential oath of office by placing his hand on a Bible and now endorsing Greenwood's version of the book, you know, which sells for $59.99. You have to remember that when President Trump took his oath of office, he put his hand on the Bible to swear that he would defend the country and the Constitution.
Yeah, he didn't really do that too well.
God Bless the USA has been used by many Republicans over the past few decades, with Trump playing it at his rallies. Now, I would wonder, Dom, should Trump win re-election, would he be sworn in on a God Bless the USA Bible with flags, would he, the full regalia,
would he
Dom?
Take another oath of office? Because I would submit that perhaps he violated that oath of office. So would he even bother taking the oath? Because does it even matter?
Greenwood, speaking on the far-right media outlet Real America's Voice, also said that Trump's endorsement merely telegraphs that he believes the same thing as every other American believes. This is just more of the same, except for now, he's actually telling the world and telling our country and all of its citizens, I will protect you. I will make sure that you know, well, except you women folks, you're on your own.
You women folk.
I will protect you, and I will make sure that you know that I believe in the same thing that you believe in, and that this country was founded on faith. Well, that's not actually truly.
No, no, hell no, that's not true. Because remember when in that part in the Constitution when it talks about Jesus rising from the dead? No, no, remember that? No, no, that's not in there.
Well, this article actually addresses this point of history you try to bring, Dom. Not all Americans are Christian. A survey last month found 7 out of 10 Americans oppose or are skeptical of Christian nationalism. And experts, not to mention founding father John Adams, have said that America was not founded as a Christian nation. Don't tell MAGA Mike Johnson that. In 2022, religious liberty expert Amanda Tyler, the executive director of the Baptist Joint Committee for Religious Liberty, told the Center for American Progress, I believe the single biggest threat to the religious freedom in the United States today is Christian nationalism. And Dom, nor do all Christians support Trump's endorsement of the God Bless the USA Bible. I find that shocking. Get in line. Now, Dom, the Catholics on the social medias criticized Trump for using a Bible to make a buck, with some saying that if the real estate mogul thought it was important for every American to have a Bible, then he should give it away for free instead of selling it for $60.
Right.
Dom, the National Catholic Register reports for others the most egregious offense was that the God Bless the USA Bible packaged the divinely inspired Word of God together with political documents, mixing the linens and the wools. No, mixing the sacred and the profane. Well, go buy a Bible, Dom. Give you something to read this weekend.
Historically speaking, the Catholic Church, you know, back in the day, they sold indulgences. Remember that?
So did Trump.
Indulgences.
Didn't Trump effectively, by selling pardons, wasn't he doing the same?
Money. If you give the church money, you will be absolved of your past sins, and you know, maybe you get out of purgatory a little quicker, or perhaps Uncle Crudy's in purgatory, and you don't want him there because he was on Santa's naughty list. But if you give us a bunch of money, it'll be fine. We'll get him out. It's a thing. They did that. This is essentially the same scam.
But you recall that Trump, towards the end of his first term in office, and let's assume there will only be one, but Trump was selling pardons. They were brokering pardons. They were bringing them up to the old man. I believe Jared Kushner played a part. Yeah. You know, MBS just paid his off the books. $2 billion from the Sovereign Wealth Fund to Jared, the son-in-law. And, you know, the bone sawing of Khashoggi never comes to light. Never has consequence. Trump was literally selling pardons. Oh.
Isn't that illegal? I mean, if that was to be true, that would be wrong, right?
Selling pardons? No, that's actually permitted. There is no limitation on the selling of pardons. Well,
there's no limitations on the giving a pardon, but can I give money to the president and have
by definition, the president can abuse the pardon process. It's not limited.
Weird.
Now, Should he do so, you could impeach him, but 3.0, it's got such a weird ring to it. Three-peat impeachment. 844-967-2789. Hoosier Bob, I see you there. If you'll be patient on this good, great Friday, we actually have the Trump Bible ad. Rich had it all along. He's just sitting there at the ready.
Nice.
So, Rich, you did all the hard work, man. Make it good. Make it great. Play it for the people.
This Bible is the King James Version and also includes our founding father documents. Yes, the Constitution, which I'm fighting for every single day, very hard to keep Americans protected. Also, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Pledge of Allegiance are all part of this. God bless the USA Bible. And it's just very important and very important to me. I want to have a lot of people have it. You have to have it for your heart, for your soul. Many of you have never read them and don't know the liberties and rights you have as Americans and how you are being threatened to lose those rights. It's happening all the time. It's a very sad thing that's going on in our country, but we're going to get it turned around. Religion and Christianity are the biggest things missing from this country. And I truly believe that we need to bring them back, and we have to bring them back fast. I think it's one of the biggest problems we have. That's why our country is going haywire. We've lost religion in our country.
Yeah. And hey, Trump, what's your favorite part of the Bible? Oh, it's very personal. All of it. All of it. I can't tell you right now.
A very Sarah Palin-esque sort of thing.
I read all the books.
Did you see, I believe, as part of this greater ad campaign for the buying of the Bible, Make America Pray Again? 844-967-2789. Hoosier Bob, how you doing, fella? Happy Good Friday.
Hey, Bob. Happy Good Friday and happy Easter, boys.
Thank you.
A question.
I celebrate. Dom Lesso.
Celebrate? Yeah, are you going to church, okay, man? Are you fasting?
You don't know I'm not. Exactly, you don't know that I'm not. Out, Bob?
How are you celebrating?
I'm going to eat deviled eggs, Bob.
I love deviled eggs.
Yeah, me
I've
too,
got
man.
A question, though. Why do you hate me?
We love you, Bob.
We love you, Bob.
Well, my point of contention is you hate me, and you show it by, A, putting CJ on the radio.
Well, everyone says we hate him then when we put CJ on. It's not just you, Bob.
And then you double down, and you put Laura Trump singing on the radio?
We will not back down, Bob.
I have to keep my garbage can next to my desk chair for when you do that and I need to throw up. That's horrible. Don't ever do that.
Can't tell us what to do, Bob. Come on. You know, I got the new here's the thing, man. You know, I'm a classic rock guy, Bob. I kind of fall in the old habits, get on the Spotify and listen to the greatest rock songs of 1983, those kinds of things. And I hear the new music, and you know, sometimes it grates me a little bit, but they hear it over and over and over and over again, and sometimes it grows on you. Do you think maybe, Bob, we're just not, you know, we're not repetitive enough, we're not playing it enough to get to the finer nuance of the honor that Laura Trump gives to Tom Petty?
I have stuff to cure whatever's growing on you. It comes in a little jar, man. I'll send you some. My God, I don't want her growing on us. It's bad enough we got the old man and Don Jr. We don't need her.
No.
Come on, Bob. She's married to the third favorite son.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong? Is he?
I'll bet you Tiffany is the third favorite son.
Bob, that's fine speculation for a good Friday afternoon. Appreciate
well done.
You
well
joining
done,
us,
Bob.
Sir, and airing your grievances. You can all air them here at 844-967-2789. There were a few that noted the playing of the auto-tuned Laura Trump. Here's a couple. Mark, fingernails on the blackboard or screeching of a cat in heat would be easier on the eyes or the ears, I suspect. Another one, just plainly spoken. Effing stop! Jeff from Shorewood says, not too much auto-tune. Another texter says, this is bad. I think she means the Laura Trump, but she could mean you, Dom. And here's another one. A 920 texter says, Laura Trump is just more proof country is fake as hell. Oh, you take that back. Country can be good. Don't, come on, compare Beyonce and Laura Trump. But she does not have a twang or a southern drawl when she talks. It's a require, I swear, a fake twang to sing. It's the easiest music genre ever. Just ask Kid Rock and every other has-been who's gone over to the countryside. Yeah, Jelly Roll. And did you pay the petty estate? Did they ask permission? Well, that assumes there was money generated, does it not?
I don't know, man. I mean, just to play it out, there's not be any money, right?
What, to play the song?
No, I mean, to play the song. You don't have to receive compensation specifically to pay the song, but you still have to pay the licensing fees, whether or not you receive money for that song.
I would suspect that's true, but...
This guy
the God Bless America Bible man singing. I'm not paying him either.
This guy thinks that we should all pray. This guy thinks that we're all Christians and we should we be forced to be Christians?
Well,
and what God exactly are you talking about? Because I don't believe in that God, and some religions have many different gods.
One of the texters says, well, that kind of depends on what the margins are. I think he means the margins on the Trump Bible. And here's one more. The Trump Bible is made of asbestos, so the book won't burn when Donnie picks it up. Well, that makes it worth $59.99. That's worth the price of admission, folks. I'd say we're free, but that makes me pay. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
The big and tall of political talk. The Devil's Advocates. Get up, stand
up. And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. Airing of the grievances, you are welcome to air yours here. Any topic, 844-967-2789.
Any topic?
Any topic.
Careful what you wish for, damn. Strange and unusual trades coming. 844-967-2789. You might have said that, but... always good to get the toll-free number out there at the party line. Jim from Madison, welcome. What do you got for us, Jim?
Hey, Jim.
Hey.
Hey, Jim.
Can you hear me, Jim?
Yes, sir.
Hey. Yes. I just want to, you know, it's Good Friday, and I go to church, but you guys are like my savior on the week drives home because – You bring after watching the guys at work, what they put on the TV sometimes in the lunchroom makes you want to throw up. So, but I also have a suggestion. You need to make, whenever you have your little forays out into the public and invite us all to come enjoy you, that whoever is hosting you needs to have deviled eggs.
Hmm.
That's a great idea.
Jim, I love that idea, but I have noticed the correlation between the eating of the deviled eggs and the gaseous releases Tom has just a minute or 10 later.
Oh, that's not me. Wow. I have a great digestive system, Jim. I can eat a ton of deviled eggs.
Believe me, I can too, and that gets me in trouble. I get kicked out of bed in the middle of the night. So.
Is it worth it, though?
Yeah. And it doesn't bother me after 49 years of marriage, so I guess we're okay.
Are you guys sleep divorced, Jim? My wife and I have declared a sleep divorce. Like, that's separate from the...
What
is that? The marital relations part is separate from the sleeping. We don't feel it's necessary to sleep in the same bed any longer.
Oh, do you have like two little beds in the same room, like Leave It to Beaver, or you just go into different
like the
rooms?
Mary Tyler Moore show with No, I go into the spare room, and when necessary, I leave and I go sleep. Have you ever considered that as a concept, Jim? It might alleviate the deviled egg post-deviled egg problem.
No, she's made it a valid point that I must be in bed. And, you know, it's just something after being comfortable together for all these years. That if I'm not there, she goes crazy. So,
Jim, you ever mix it up and switch sides?
No, because the Belgian Shepherd that's 80 pounds sleeping in between would be upset. So,
Oh, we got a king jet there, Jim.
I thought Jim was going to say no because I can't go left, Jerry. I can't go left.
Thanks for the call, Jim. Appreciate it. Deviled eggs every time we go in public. I think it's a great idea, but someone's got to make them, and that's not me. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison.
I was going to encourage the audience to bring deviled eggs if you just have them made. Don't make a special effort, but if you got some laying around, Crudy would take some deviled eggs.
Laying around? No one has deviled eggs laying
this
around.
This weekend they do. People,
hang on. You're blowing my mind. Is deviled eggs like specifically an Easter thing?
Yes. What the hell do you do with all those Easter eggs? I mean,
why
I've seen.
Easter eggs?
What's
what's up with the rabbit, man? I mean, you guys are, I don't understand you.
Jesus used to lay eggs and then you boil them and then you turn them into devil's eggs and then you bring them by the 202 State Street Studios because Curdy could go for some deviled eggs right about now.
Oh, some fresh egg salad sandwich with some fresh French bread or Italian bread. Oh, yeah, man, that's what I'm talking about.
If you are a good Christian conservative, you would want me. You would make me believe this would be a Good Friday miracle if I got some devil's eggs up here. I'm just saying. 202 State Street, Suite 200. Just tell them you're looking for Crudy. 844-967-2789. Oh, that'd be swell. But yes, this is the weekend for the making of the deviled eggs. First,
it sounds like a summertime thing, you know, for picnics.
Oh, also, summertime. Anytime is a good time. A bar party with the Devil's Advocates, deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. So anytime
picnic,
is the right time.
Deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Okay.
When is not a good time for deviled eggs?
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. But I got the impression that you thought it was an Easter thing.
Well, I think there's an abundance of the boiled eggs around Easter. So, you know, it'd be my preference that some were converted into the deviled eggs and delivered to 202 State Street, Suite 200, care of Crudy.
It would be a miracle.
It'd be miraculous, Dan. I will keep you posted if I get some deviled eggs today, but you'd make Dom a believer. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, actually, the Easter eggs are a pagan in origin. You know, they were associated with the Anglo-Saxon pagan god Easter. So that's where they actually came from. And for the whole Bible thing, I wonder if any of these people are going to be buying this Bible are going to be worried about it actually adding to the Bible, because at the end of Revelation, it doesn't say he who adds to to the words in the Bible, there's going to be certain curses occurring to them. All the plagues are going to happen if you add or take away from the Bible. So,
and which part of the Bible is that in? Revelations? Because don't some Bibles lack for the revelations?
Well, that's at the end of Revelations in most of the Christian Bibles that I've actually seen. The old Catholic.
What about don't have the revelations? Wasn't the revelations by definition an addition to the Bible? Isn't it by its own definition sacrilegious or whatever you just said, Mark?
I kind of agree with you there, because that bothered me about the whole Left Behind series. These guys are adding to the whole book of Revelations there, so they're all doomed for all the punishments in Revelation. So that I just think it's ridiculous that Trump is doing that. But the whole Easter thing is partially when the church actually adopted the old pagan, some of these pagan religious practices into Christianity. So, and Easter is one of them.
Well, and something about a Christmas tree that also had some pagan roots, did it not? You know what's going to be really shocking to our Christian conservative, our MAGA friends?
What?
Someday the rapture is actually going to happen. And Dom's the only one that's going to get raptured up. And the rest of us are going to get left behind, stuck doing a show and it'll probably be on a Friday, and Dom wasn't going to be here anyways. So that's why we rely upon you and your Friday grievances at 844-967-2789. Come back with us. More of your grievances. A happier, happy hour indeed with your phone calls.